Hi, song leaders. This is a teaching track for Honor the Dark. There is a YouTube clip that we also have in our materials that plays the song through all four parts of it from beginning to end. So if you just want to refresh yourself on the melody, you can go listen to that. This will be a little more in-depth for how to teach each part and my recommendations for the order in which to teach them. There are two pretty simple parts to this song, and then there are two more complicated stanzas that have a lot of words, but the two simpler stanzas just repeat the phrase either honor the dark or honor the darkness. And I think that for teaching as a gathering song or a candle lighting song or just any other group setting, starting with those simpler stanzas is probably the way to go. And then once the group is singing layered both of those two things, the song leader actually singing the lines that are more complicated and have more words over top of them could be really beautiful. If it's a larger group with lots of people and there are strong singers, then definitely teaching the longer stanzas is a great option. But I think that generally starting with the less complicated stanzas and then moving into a period of singing together where the song leader almost like descants over top of them would be a great idea. So the one of the shorter stanzas that would be easy to teach to the group goes like this. Let me get my note here.
Honor
the dark. Honor the dark. Honor the dark. Honor the dark. So that could be a great one for the folks in the room who maybe have a higher range. And then for folks in the room who maybe have a lower range, this could be a good one for them to latch onto. Or, of course, you could just split the room in half. Honor the darkness. 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 So once you've taught both of those sections and maybe split the room in half so that half of the people are singing one and half of the people are singing the second, here are two different stanzas that the song leader could sing over top of those, not necessarily to teach, but just to fill out the sound of the room. And then maybe in a larger room with lots of people or more advanced singers could teach at some point. But here they go. Here is the first verse. Let me get the right note again. Okay, goes like this.
Honor the dark as you do the light. Receive the gifts that come to us by day and by night. I choose to honor the dark, uncertainty and change. Deliver us from fear until only love remains.
And then the second verse goes like this.
As the butterfly slips free from her dark cocoon, as the evening sky reveals the light of the moon, sometimes fear surrounds us, sometimes there will be pain. Let the darkness heal you until only love remains.
As you can see, that one, the melody is a little simpler. It's maybe better for someone who is an alto or has a lower range. And then the earlier one that I did, the first one, is a little bit higher and a little bit more complicated in melody. So I think that it could be the song leader's discretion exactly the order in which these stanzas get taught and used and which ones get used. I think that all four stanzas could be great options for singing with the group, but there should be no pressure to use all of them every time that we sing it. If this song is sung during a season like Advent, for example, which is long, it's 7 weeks, we could spend the first couple of weeks teaching the first two stanzas and the group hears the song leader sings the longer verses. And then maybe as the season goes on, the song leader starts teaching the longer verses as people get more familiar with the song, more familiar with hearing the melody and how it goes, and they can retain the lyrics a little bit better. I'll make sure that the teaching page that this is on also links to the YouTube link so that you can see the YouTube user. This is Leah singing the song with all four parts. And I'll also make sure that the lyrics are on the page as well, so you can refer to those when you need to. Thank you, song leaders. Bye.